All right, second date update. We were talking to Logan about 3 minutes ago. He went on this great two dates with Samantha, and now Samantha's totally ghosting him. We're going to get Samantha on the phone and see if we can get an update for Logan, see what's going on.
Hello?
Hey, is this Samantha?
It is. Who is this?
Hey, Samantha. It's Jay Michaels over at 93.9 The Beat. I got a note the other day from Logan. He had a great time on the date, but he hasn't heard from you, so he wanted us to call and see what's going on.
Oh, so he asked you to contact me.
He's hoping to reconnect with you. He wants a third date.
Okay.
So is everything going okay?
I mean, yeah, everything's fine. There just really isn't much to say.
So why are you not calling him back? Why don't you want to go out again?
I don't know.
But come on, there's more to this. Did he say something wrong? Was he a jerk, a creep? What happened?
I mean, no, it didn't upset me, but there was definitely a red flag for me.
Okay, what was the what's the red flag?
I mean, look, I think he's a really good-looking guy. I really liked him a lot, but he told me that he never goes to the gym. And honestly, I don't really want to date somebody who's just going to let themselves go.
Okay, is he in decent shape now?
Yeah, but I mean, what is he going to look like in 10 years? I mean, he's obviously lazy, and I don't really want to be dating somebody who's just going to give up.
Okay. You know what, Samantha? We've got Logan on the other line. Do you mind if we bring him in?
Oh, geez. So did he just hear all that?
Yes, I did. Yeah. Wow. I don't even... I mean, why are you so worried I'm going to let myself go?
It's just not a good sign. I mean, I want somebody who I'll be attracted to forever.
Forever? Well, just because I'm not a gym buff doesn't mean I'm going to let myself go.
Really? Okay, how much
yeah.
do you bench?
What?
I said, tell me how much you bench.
Tell you? I don't know. I've never done that.
Exactly. Okay, I'm sorry, but we're just not compatible.
Samantha, I mean, don't you think it's a little superficial? Like, I mean, come on.
No, I don't think so at all. I mean, obviously he's lazy, and obviously he's going to let himself go.
Lazy?
Just because you don't go to the gym doesn't mean you're lazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I think so. I mean, he doesn't care about his body.
And I'm assuming you go to the gym every day.
I do.
Okay. So, I mean, you said he's in good shape. You said he's a good-looking guy.
He is, but, I mean, for 10 years from now, what's he going to look like?
I thought there was more to us than me just being a good-looking guy. Clearly, that's what you're concerned with.
10 years, you're getting a little ahead of yourself. He just wants a third date.
Yeah, but these are red flags for me.
All right.
Not anymore. I don't.
Well, Logan, not the answer that I was hoping for, but at least you know where Samantha stands.
Yeah, that was the last thing I would have guessed.
Yeah.
We weren't talking about anything like that on the date, about anything superficial like that. Wow.
Nothing about the gym came up.
Well, I mean, yeah, she asked me what I like to do at the gym, and I said, I don't go to the gym. It's not my thing. But, yeah,
Dude, I don't know what to say. I'm sure there's you know what? You sound like a good looking guy. You sound like a decent human being. I'm sure there's a lot of ladies that will be getting Facebook messages from wanting to see your picture. Good luck to you. It's 93.9 The Beat. Let's get a check on the roads.